Here on Ozarks at Large, we have reported numerous times over the last couple of years on white nose syndrome, a fungal disease deadly to bats. The disease has been found in 23 states, including Arkansas. Many caves that the bats call home have been closed to humans to prevent contamination of other bats and caves. Blanchard Springs Caverns is a cave system located in the Ozark Natural Forest in Stone County, just north of Mountain View. Last week, a bat was found dead outside an entrance to Blanchard Springs. That bat was confirmed to have white nose syndrome. Unlike many other caves in Arkansas, Blanchard Springs will remain open to visitors. I spoke with Tony Quinn, the visitor information specialist with the cavern, who says protocols are in place to ensure human, bat, and cave safety.
The first thing that folks will see when they pull up to the cave is it's two large signs out front explaining what folks can bring in on tour and what they cannot. And primarily what we're looking at are things that can be washed. Clothes, jackets, and things like that get washed fairly often. But things like boots, hats, ball caps, backpacks, purses, things like that generally don't. So we are trying to basically tell folks that those have to be left out in their cars, and things that they can bring into the cave have to be able to fit into a small Ziploc bag. As they come into the cave, the first thing they'll see is people telling them about that. We stand at the front desk and explain what's going on, and we set them up for their tour. And once they come in and see the movie and they'll do their tour, right now we just have the short tour open and the Wild Cave tour by reservation. But they'll do the tour, and once they finish the tour, they come up, and we have what we call our sanitation station, and it is a 10-minute, basically a soak, in a mild Lysol and water solution. And we're hitting the bottoms of their shoes. They'll sit there, and we visit with them about what else we're doing, other tours, what else is happening out in the forest, and after their 10 minutes are up, then they are free to go and do whatever else it was they had in mind to do.
Well, people have to wear shoes.
Yeah, they do. And we've always kind of encouraged people to wear all-in shoes, tennis shoes, you know, hiking boots. But as summer comes on, people are wearing flip-flops and things. For things like flip-flops and cloth shoes, shoes that are made out of material, basically they don't have to have their feet in the shoes. We're just trying to hit the bottoms of the shoes. So folks with flip-flops, you know, they can just sit them right into the shallow tub of water.
Well, chances are pretty good that on a tour, people are not going to come into direct contact with a bat.
So no, but we've got to take every precaution that we can. This is one because some people may be going from our cave to another cave. We'd rather not transmit this out. We've got to do what we can to slow down the spread of the fungus.
Just down the road from where I sit in Fayetteville, we have Devil's Den State Park, and there's a cave there that has been closed for a couple of years. Blanchard Springs is a much different cave than this cave at Devil's Den. So how is it that Blanchard Springs is able to remain open?
Well, all the other caves on the forest are closed. It was decided that our cave, we bring a lot basically into the community, and we wanted to reassure the community and the employees and the public that we're going to try and work hard to do what we can to slow down the spread of the disease. So they had decided that we would stay open, but all the other basically undeveloped caves on the forest would be closed.
Now then, from what I understand, typically white nose syndrome spreads bat to bat.
Yes, it can. Mm-hmm.
Why is it important to make sure that people are clean and sanitized?
Well, since people also can carry the fungus from cave to cave, and that includes public that's visiting a show cave like Blanchard, but also researchers. So researchers generally, they'll suit all up in Tyvek and things like that, things that they can throw away. Since most of our public, you know, we're not going to suit them up in Tyvek or anything, we still have to do what we can. And that does involve the sanitation measures to just try and make sure that folks do have a chance to at least come see Blanchard.
What is a tour typically like at Blanchard Springs?
It's actually a very pretty tour. It goes down by fairly quickly. We spend an hour on the Dripstone Trail, and when the Discovery Trail is open, an hour and a half. But you are seeing some very nice cave formations, a very highly decorated section of cave on the Dripstone Trail. You're getting a little bit of history, a little bit of geology, but mostly quite a bit of wonder that it's such a gorgeous place is underground and kind of hidden from everything. And we do stress the protection of the cave. You know, we've never allowed folks to bring in food or, say, smoke in the cave or touch anything in the cave. And this way, the cave will stay good-looking, hopefully, for generations to come.
Do you have any idea how many bats call Blanchard Springs home?
Well, we don't count all of them. When we did our last gray bat count, we had 217,000 gray bats using the cave. And then there are four other kinds, tricolored bats, big browns, little browns, and sometimes red bats and Indiana bats.
It's a lot of bats.
I'm sorry?
I said that is a lot of bats.
Yeah, it is. It's not as many as some caves, but it's a pretty good variety of bats.
So I know that I first went to Blanchard Springs as a child, you know, at least, oh, I don't know, over 25 years ago probably.
Okay.
But how long has Blanchard Springs been open to the public? How long has it been around?
Actually, this is our 41st year. We opened up for tours on the Dripstone Trail in 1973, and the Discovery Trail opened up in 1977. And our wild cave tour, which goes into the undeveloped part of the cave, opened in 2000.
And taking precautions like this will just ensure that it will be there for generations to come.
We are interested in showing folks the cave, but also we've got an opportunity for education also. So it's not just, oh, geez, let's come on in and look at a gorgeous cave, which you can do. But we also want to stress the fact that we do have bats and other types of creatures, salamanders, cave crickets, and a few other different types of insects in the cave, that it is important to protect what's on the surface in order to protect what's underground.
Backtracking just a little bit, but you mentioned insects and things. If white nose syndrome were to really, really become rampant inside Blanchard Springs, what would that do to the ecosystem?
Oh, geez. The bats basically bring in a big chunk of the food source for all those little critters down there, since the bats go outside and eat insects and then come into the cave to roost. So their guano, their droppings, actually is part of the food source for some of the smaller creatures in the cave. Without the bats, I've got to think that the other animal life would suffer big time.
And these protocols will be in place until further notice?
Yes. I don't know really if they'll be changed or anything, if we're just going to keep with the same protocol. But, it's not business as usual as it has been. We got a few different things added now.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you for calling.
Toni Quinn is the visitor information specialist with Blanchard Springs Caverns. She says it is perfectly safe for visitors to tour the cave, though she does ask that visitors bear with them as these sanitation matters add a bit of time to trips. For more information, call 870-757-2211. This is Ozarks at Large.